You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the Plastic Man joins us this morning. And Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. And Ryan, you guys do some pretty good gourmet meals down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. What is your favorite way to eat oysters?
Oysters? I think good old-fashioned fried.
Yeah, I'm
on
with
a
you.
Po' boy with pickles and mayonnaise and ketchup and tomatoes, and I'm good to go.
Yes, indeed. I like them fried, real crispy on the outside,
but not overdone.
Almost raw. Yeah, not overdone, not all dried out.
Yeah.
I tell you, Tommy Satanovich from Drago's, make the char-grilled oysters real famous. He came up with a really good quote, and he said, "The oyster is the single best bite of seafood in Louisiana." One bite.
It's a good one, that's for sure.
Well, you guys experienced a shot in the arm fishing this week like everybody else did, probably from that saltwater influx.
My word. I had to break a boat in yesterday. I left the lodge at 11 o'clock and limited out.
Wow.
That's pretty dang good.
Speaking of breaking
in the middle of the day.
Absolutely. Speaking of breaking in boats, there used to be a process for breaking in new outboard motors. What is the suggested procedure for breaking in boats and motors these days?
Well, they want you to take it up to, a lower RPM, idle around first and then for an hour and then put it on top real easy. And then as you start coming up, don't keep it on the same speed. Keep moving the different RPMs around. And then after a few hours, then you can go ahead and open it up. But my boats don't never see open up unless there's a storm cloud nipping on my little transom.
I gotcha. How many times do y'all change boats down there in the business?
Every year. Every year?
Every year, huh? Yeah, well, that's good.
Right now, we just take them to the dealer, park one and grab one and go on back home.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But
maintenance for sure.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of feedback from you guys because you guys run them hard, put them up wet sometimes,
Yeah, well, some of the guys do.
Especially some of your guys.
I'm so old, I just kind of ease around and look for something to move so I can catch it. But, the aquatic vegetation is starting to come up around, and it's easier to sight fish. The bull reds have come in, so we got the bulls. And, I found yesterday, if you had a cork on, you was catching so many more gaff tops. I think I might have caught one, but I would take a light bait, a small bait, and I'd throw it to where the birds or whatever, the shrimp are just popping everywhere. They small shrimp, 80-100s. But if you kept it on top and twisted it through those shrimp, you could watch the redfish come, the trout come up and eat it, and you wouldn't get the gaff tops. But the cork, oh, my gosh. Gaff top after gaff top after gaff top.
Yeah.
So That's my MO from now on.
Yeah, well,
if they eat like that, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, when the trout bite is hot and heavy under birds like that, man, you want to make hay while it's there, and you don't want to have to be dealing with those old slimy.
There's so much shrimp in the water, you don't even need birds. You can just watch and You know, a lot of people don't know this, but if you put your power poles down in some current, usually the fish and the shrimp and everything will use that as a breakwater, and they will get behind that to break the current. So they start piling up there. So, you know, once you put it down, you create a fishery, especially if they were in the area already. You saw the shrimp jumping. Just put your poles down and start casting there, and sure enough, everything will come to that area because it's breaking that tide for them.
Good
so
tip.
It's pretty easy, yeah. A lot of people figure that
east
out.
East or west, which would you suggest for this weekend?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
That's what
both
I
ways. I think the trout on the east, if they're under the birds, they're very small. But the rigs towards Breton and that way has some really nice trout on them.
Thumper? Are they thumper quality?
Oh, yeah, they got some thumpers, but you can't keep thumpers anymore, two of them.
Yeah, well, but, that's another problem, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably going out that way. But there's a lot of 18, 19, 20-inch trout that you can keep right under 20s. So those are beautiful fish out that way. So it's you know, if you want to take that boat ride, if you don't have the pop-ups, you know, those pop-ups have been pretty strong lately. I see they're all around me right now. I'm doing the professor deal today. I'm taking the 11 LSU students out and teaching them about restoration and that kind of stuff.
Man, you do a lot of that, don't you?
I sure do. In fact, they just talked about last night actually doing a program here and let me teach tons of them.
Wow.
Which I don't mind. You know, the youngest, that mind is the one that needs to be taught.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get a lot of enjoyment in watching their reaction, the surprise, you know, that things going on down there, they had no clue.
And we have a permit for a 50-foot gill net or 100-foot gill net, so they get to set that out and see all the different fish and crabs and stuff that they can catch. So it's cool to watch them do it because none of them have a clue. I mean, not a clue.
Yeah, well, we definitely need people in the future making decisions that do have clues. We don't want the clues.
Yeah, well, they'll have a clue after they learn. That's a good part, you know, teaching them, and they'll have a good clue after they see the how it works.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get in touch with you, and hey, it's probably not too early to be checking on teal season availabilities, too. Tell them how to get you.
Yeah, if you want to come teal hunting, you better call now because this is going to be booked up solid. Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me direct at 504-559-5111. And the fishing's on fire and the business is slow. So you want a fishing trip? It's good right now. And I don't think it's going to go anywhere until the shrimp start. You know, the shrimp season starts. I think we'll have all this bait and they'll be biting it really well until then.
All right. All sounds good. See you next week.
All right, my friends. We'll see you.
All right, Captain Ron Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.